All right, hello. So how was your night, Kato?
Okay,
good.
After 2 weeks without drinking, so I was sick. I actually
don't get drinking. So let me
get you. I always have a headache. I always have a headache the next day. Why
not
drink? I don't feel good the next day.
No, I'm not talking about the hangover. I'm talking about the nizai, the night.
It was crazy. The whole fight thing. All because Chris didn't want to buy weed off him. He's like, oh, you want to buy some weed? And he's like, no, cool, I got a guy. He's like, no, you want my guy. And Chris was like, no, I'm good. But yeah, he's like, and he how reminds me of your brother. Backwards, had white teeth, dark. I don't know why, like, okay, I look like Josh. But, and then his other little homie, Hell Short, came up, and they just started swinging at Chris and Yvonne's friend. She's like a black lesbian chick. She was, like, pushing them back and ready to fight them, too. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, they just took off in the car with their girls or I don't know. And then that's that. And then they drive us out to the middle of nowhere, like in the countryside of, you know, here in Manteca. And Chris and Yvonne are making out outside of the car. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know? Like, I'm not okay with this.
Oh, old feelings.
He can't fuck anybody else. He's not my friend.
Why? Because you was kissing your ex?
I don't think you're supposed to do that. I don't think you're supposed to kiss your friend's ex.
Well, I think in society, you're not supposed to kiss your friend's ex. But I think if you are unlimited to what you believe in, I believe that you could fucking kiss your brother's ex. You know what I mean? There's no rules. Unless you make them, then there's rules. Yeah. So how was your night though with Blake and Chris and Yvonne and the bar?
Oh, yeah. So I invited Blake and Chris, and I was like, oh crap, I feel like shouldn't have done that. And I told Blake, don't come to the pub. He's like, why not? I'm like, just don't. And then he's like, no one tells me I can't go to my bar. This and that. I'm like, okay. And so he shows up, and I'm like, hey. Like I go up next to him, and I'm like, hey. And he's like, oh hey. And he's, like, not even looking at me. He's like, oh, I'm going to go say hi to these friends. I'm like, okay. And then he's messaging me. Like, he left. He's like, oh, you were too busy. Like, you didn't pay attention to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? I went up to you at the bar. You're the one who was, like, not even looking at me and, like, ignoring me or something. And then he was just, like, other things. And I don't know.
Wait, which one is Blake? That name sounds familiar. Blake is...
I met him at the pub, like, or not the pub.
No, but no. I'm talking like what you told me. What is? How do I know him? Is what I'm saying. Not know him, but like, how do
I
know about him?
Never met him, but
he's the one there.
2 years ago.
Remember?
2 years ago, I met him at Chuck, and I after me and you were done hanging out in 2016.
Oh yeah.
I like messed around with him.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Okay, I remember. All right, yeah, so we say Blake was, you were feeling Chris, obviously, a little bit more than Blake.
Chris came through, and Blake did, but then he wasn't even, like, trying to hang out, you know, he was just talking to the other people, and I'm like, okay.
Now, how would that I already know how this would have went, if Buddy Knox would have just naturally been there.
I probably just would have been like, well, guys, we'll just hang out with you. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking you were going to be like, oh, well, I would have been like, let's go. Take me out to the middle of nowhere. Anywhere but here, let's go. Start a fight with those guys, Chris. So we can leave. Yeah. Shit.
But after we parted ways with Yvonne and her friend, and Chris was taking me home, well, he bought me food first.
Yeah.
I know he was like, oh, nothing, obviously, but He's like, so when you part, do you want to, like, make out and mess around? I was like, yeah, sure. So I have him take me to my house, right? I don't want to go to his house because then I'm going to fall obligated. So I'm like, oh, let's just go to my house. The house next to us, it's empty. We could just park in the driveway.
Oh, you're supposed
well,
to
I purposely
go to your house. There you go. Go ahead.
My house, yeah. So I purposely sabotaged it and told my dad to come out to get my stuff. And he was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You have to work. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, your
so
mom's
then I got the
mom,
car.
I thought you meant your house.
No, not my apartment, my parents' house.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. So you sabotaged it?
Yeah, I'm looking at my house. I sabotaged it, so we wouldn't do anything. So I like, purposely told my dad to come out and get my stuff. And then, like, my bag or whatever. And then I went back to the car. I'm like, sorry, my dad's mad. He wants me to go inside. I was like, oh, okay. He was like, hella
disappointed.
Yes.
Wait, so did you text your dad? Did you text your dad come out and make a scene, or did you just text him?
No, I just feel like I didn't know. My dad just naturally makes the scene. I'm like, Dad, can you come out and get my stuff?
Oh, he was
going
to make a scene, so you came out. You texted.
Yeah.
What did you text him to do, Dad?
Nothing. I just said, Dad, can you come out and get my stuff? So he did, and my mom was awake too, and they're like, oh, 2 o'clock in the morning, you have to work. I'm like making a big deal. I'm like, this is why I moved out. Da, da, da. But then, so I went. No, my parents really were tripping out, but I knew they were going to, so that's why I told my dad to come out.
But you're fucking.
And he didn't even, like, say hi. He didn't even say hi to Chris. Like, he was, like, that mad that he even wanted to say, I'm like, Dad, like, that's rude. Like, it's Chris, you know?
You fucking
like, you're okay with Chris. Like,
yeah.
What?
You fucking actress.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, sorry, my dad wants me to come in now. He's like, oh, okay. Like, he was just so disappointed because he thought we were going to, like, make out. He's been burnt weird.
Make
but,
out. Remind me to go to your parents' house if you promised.
I know, right?
I'm like, I'm on to you, dude. I know what you're going to do. And I'm like, who you texting? All right. So you got work right now?
Yeah, that's great.
I'll be over there in a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. So after we parted ways, we gone, right? I was like, dude, I'm just going to tell you. Your mom's had the clap like twice. So
yeah, you kind of sabotage that too?
No, I was telling him the truth. Like, just so you know, she's had the clap twice. She doesn't take care of her. He's like, no, I just like your boobs, because he likes big boobs, so. And Steven's always showing them, so.
Well, see, what I would do in that situation, instead of sabotaging it, I would let her get the, what did you call it? Crabs?
The clap.
Oh,
the clap.
Crabs, okay. I would let.
Chlamydia.
I would let him get that. That would be my sabotaging. Like, oh, sure, she's all for you. And then, boom, he gets it. It's like, yeah, your face, jerk. Yeah.
No, because if I'm going to hook up with one of his friends, I would want him to tell me,
no.
Like, hey, you know what?
I want to fuck him afterwards, huh? Yeah, okay.
No.
Well.
I was being a friend, letting
him
know.
Yeah, was she being a friend?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you...
Right, I probably broke girl code.
Right, bro code, girl code. Yeah, bitch code. So you're at the office right now?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to head over there.
I have to show my shameful face.
What, you partying with coworkers? What the fuck? Fuck it. All right, well, I'll be there in a little bit to get my dick sucked on your desk.
Oh.
Wait, I'm on the desk? What the fuck? Okay. Okay. Well, I guess I'll let you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I miss alcohol. Like, I really just...
I don't miss alcohol either.
Yeah, I like being sober and okay.
It's right. Sober is way better because sober... Well, no, it's kind of different for me and you.
You're not even sober right now.
Well, it's different for me and you because when you're sober, when you're drunk, you are completely fucking drunk. Like, you are a fucking drunk person
yeah.
that you typically see as drunk. When I'm drunk, I'm just super fucking energetic, super hyper. I can't take anything serious. But for the most part, I seem perfectly mentally stable. But, yeah, so for me, being sober is better because I'm a little more calmer. For you, being sober is like you're a little less sweatier, a little less coke addict. You're just a little bit more over the top, like severely over the top.
Yeah. Well, I was okay yesterday. I think because, like, I honestly didn't even have fun. I didn't have fun.
Of course.
Like, I didn't laugh. Head. I didn't.
You got punched
what?
In the head. You got punched in the head.
I have a mark on my cheek. I have, like, a scratch on my cheek.
And let me guess, is it a mark or a scratch?
Like a little scratch.
Oh, well, then just tell everybody I did it. Everybody totally hate me then. But, yeah, man, I feel like, yeah, you know, it was cool. You sounded very, it was a very interesting night, as you said. So.
Interesting, really
fun. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have more fun than that. Than, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to let you go to work. I do got to let you know, though, real quick, that we have been podcasting this whole time.
I knew it. I fucking knew it, dude. No.
Yes. Why do you think I was so so
dude,
professional?
I knew it. Your voice was so yeah, exactly. Dude, I freaking knew it.
Yeah. So I do have professionality in my in me. So
okay. Well, just so you know, confidentiality is an issue, so you have to blank the names. You know.
Karina Martinez, Borsin DeVito,
no, the people that I talked about, you okay. have to freaking release their names, dude, or else you can get sued or something.
You never said
that.
No last name, so we're all good.
I said first name.
Yeah, first names don't mean nothing. They can be anybody. There's no specific person that anybody can look up. So we're totally in breach of confidentiality, but yeah. I'm going to let you go to work. I'm going to edit out this last part, this last, like, 10 seconds or whatever, with the whole breach of confidentiality. But I think it was a great podcast. And, yeah, so I'm going to go and probably, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yes, it was very nice hearing about your day in a professional way instead of my comments that I would normally say. Did that rhyme, gentlemen? So, so yeah. Anyways, do you want me?